Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, we love all through the land.
Wake up out there and stay woke. It is Tuesday, Tell It Tuesday, and we have Miss Tiffany Haynes coming on with us. That's going to give us part two of chakra number five. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, Inc., nonprofit organization that's staffed with advisors and consultants to help your community lead in education, training, workshops, events. Any way that you need to get to your goal, CUC will be there for you. CUC moves with many in body and one in mind, with the needs of the community. We'd like to also remind you of this Saturday, August 13th, 11 o'clock, a virtual event from the National Congress of Black Women. They're doing their annual awards and sponsorship fundraise. I know you've seen the postings out there. Join in. It's a great event. It's there to take care of our youth. And also, we want to send prayers out there to the cities that are experiencing the floods. We want to send prayers out there for the travelers that are being canceled on all those canceled flights. And lastly, again, we would like to send our condolences to Roger Mosley and family and Olivia Newton-John. They are going on to another place and to another. And ended up, it's like, okay, happy birthday, you Leos out there celebrating. All you lions and lioness, queens and kings. You know, Leos celebrate the whole month. The July Leos move on into August, okay? They're going to be out there partying. We like to say, keep it up. Keep roaring out there, lions and lioness. With happiness and kindness, love and beauty. Continue to celebrate. So until we get going, this is how they do it. They don't really sit around too long anyway, but in their birthday months, those Leos, they do a little bit extra. So let's just tune into this and wait for Miss Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Womb, to come in and bring us part two, chakra number five of the chakra series. And you know, the voice is a mirror. of our being, of our state of life, our voice, what rightly reveals our true character as a human being, our voices or ourselves. So we have to be who we are. Express yourself. Authenticity is the key. And be in tune and true to yourself. And in order to do that, that's why we love the chakra series. You have to stay in balance. And those chakras are the ones that's going to help you realize, visualize, and actualize what needs to be done in your happiness. Welcome in. That's right. Leo's out there storing it up, and I'm right there with him. Stephanie Haynes, how are you? And happy, happy birthday still with you. You born July, but you rolled it on into August. Hello, Stephanie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and how are you?
I'm okay. You know, I'd like to extend that appreciation again. Stephanie came on last week with us and gave us part one of the chakra series, but you know, she took out time for her from her celebration with her family that was coming in from north, south, east, and west. I don't know if they were in the country, out of the country, in Greece, Amsterdam, or where, but she came and brought it to us, and we really, really appreciate you for that. And again, happy birthday to you, okay?
But thank you so kindly. Yes. So tonight we will be talking about the throat chakra. And I'm just going to do a little recap before we go in to talk about the different stones and the oils and go into the, you know, visualization and activation and inflammation. So let's talk about the throat chakra imbalance. You know, and unbalanced throat chakra can result in a physical, emotional, and spiritual issues. It's dependent on whether the chakra is over or underperforming. Now, in the case of an overactive throat chakra, you may find yourself being overly critical or judgmental of others and may express this by gossiping. Now, you may talk nonstop and be extremely loud or shrill. You may even shout. Your mode of communication may be demeaning, leading you to talk over people and dominate the conversation. Now, at the same time, the nonstop chatter and the loudness prevents you from hearing your inner voice. And so you live out of sync with your truth. Now, to compensate, you may find yourself overanalyzing and actualizing everything to avoid the vulnerability of facing your emotions, understanding your true feelings, and also avoiding. Now, with an underactive throat chakra, you are likely to suppress your feelings and be fearful of speaking your truth. You may be shy and stumble over your words or even stutter. You swallow your words more often than not at the cost of being authentic and compromising your integrity. Now, this may manifest in introversion, shyness, insecurity, and speaking too softly or timidly. You may also struggle with owning your creativity and feel an artistic block, suppressing your ideas and insights. Now, signs of an imbalance of a throat chakra can be felt physically and emotionally, and can include the following things. So I hope you got a pen and paper ready. So the first one is speech impediment, including stuttering or lips. You have a sore throat or laryngitis, jaw or mouth pain, throat infection, sores in the mouth, hearing issue, ear infections, neck pain, thyroid disorder, and hormone imbalance. Now, when the throat chakra is open, it essentially rules our voice. Now, when it opens, you are likely to find flowing out, and you won't be able to help saying what you really think. You may suddenly find yourself unable to stop talking or singing, whereas in the past, you found yourself biting your tongue. Sudden creativity rush and needs to communicate and express yourself through any form of your voice, whether it's singing, speaking, writing, and so on. Or suffice signs that your throat chakra is open. Now, as you go through the process of balancing this chakra, you may find that you lose your voice or have throat or neck issues. that which temporarily makes it hard for you to physically speak. Now, since this chakra always rules our inner voice as well as our ears, now be prepared to hear your conscience much more loudly. Now, that's the first voice that sometimes we ignore. You know, that first thought that comes to mind. Now, having a journal nearby can be useful process of opening and aligning your throat chakra, because you may have many intuitive and creative ideas. Now, as with the opening of any other chakras, it is normal to experience some emotional turbulence. Now, in the case of an underactive throat chakra, as you start to speak your truth and express your real feelings, you may experience the release of suppressed emotions. Now, during my own process of aligning this chakra, I find myself screaming, roaring, and shouting out the things I had stifled for so many years, and then crying so hard I thought I would run out of tears. Now, I didn't really run out of tears, but I did stop crying. Now, while this was temporarily emotionally draining, it was also totally catastrophic, and within days, I not only felt better, but was also able to hear my intuition much more clearly, and I had many creative insights. It led to the birth of many projects, and I couldn't stop journaling. The pain had a purpose. As you balance an overactive throat chakra, you may feel guilt and shame at prior interactions and many experience emotional pain. As you process your feelings, as always, any healing crisis is temporary and is a necessary part of resetting your mind, your body, and your soul. Now, the goddess archetype, the communicator, to emphasize the highest octave of the throat chakra, it clears and concise. She is as good a listener as she is a talker. Speaking her truth comes naturally, and her voice resonates with others sincere. She knows when to remain silent and when to speak up. She is creative and expressive and is an uplifting role model to others, helping them connect to their own divine truth. She lives with integrity and is both open-minded and discerning, and she is informed and is an informer. The communicator displays emotion as the opposite to suppressing them, knowing that there is a way to process emotion through the healthy expression. Now, across history and in mythology, art, and literature, the communicator archetype has usually been attributes to a male figure, such as Hermes in Greek mythology or Mercury in Roman mythology. As with each of the archetypes, the communicator can be male or female. So for our purpose, think of a role model, whether from the past, a real person, or a fiction character, who embody the traits described above. But adopting the qualities of the communicator. We can learn to speak our truth, express ourselves, speak up when needed, stay silent when appropriate, and use our voice as a force for good. Now, you may notice that many of the stones, now we're going to go into the stones. The stones are connected to the throat chakra, or blue, and similar to the governing color of the throat chakra, making them potent for activation and balancing this energy center. The aquamarine. Now, we talked about you guys going out purchasing a precious stone last week. And if you did, it would be great, because when we do, you know, our activation and go into our, we can use these when we go through our little meditation. Okay, so the aquamarine is a sea blue stone, and it has extremely calming energy and facilitate the kind of soothing energy we receive when we spend time in or near the ocean. Now, the aquamarine is one of the most powerful stones for opening up the throat chakra and bringing in into alignment. Now, I like to meditate laying down with a small polished aquamarine stone gently placed by my throat to help me speak with clarity and confidence. Turquoise is noticed for the protective quality. Now, turquoise is a healing stone that promotes spiritual connection and in many ways paves the path for the soul to express itself once more. When going through the process of opening and aligning the throat chakra, it is very helpful to wear a piece of jewelry with turquoise. Ideally, a necklace, as this would be near the throat. Now, Linda, I have known you for a long time, and I noticed that you wear a lot of turquoise. Beautiful.
Yes, I do. That's my favorite stone, and I wrap it tight around that throat. Tight. I love turquoise, yes.
Yes, so you are already in tune on how that operates. Yes, and then we have the blue lace agate. Now, this beautiful stone is another powerful healer and balancer of the throat chakra. It elevates some of the physical symptoms associated with the stagnant fifth chakra, due to stifling our throat feelings. Now, the blue lace agate also facilitates the expressions of the spiritual and the personal truth. Now, I like to have a piece of the raw blue lace agate, you know, on my desk in a sacred space where I journal, as it helped me to connect to my inner truth and express it fully in ways. Now, the lapis. Now, this is favorite in ancient Egypt as a royal stone said to contain the soul of the gods. Lapis emphasized the power of the spoken word and bring harmony between our minds, our emotions, our body, and spirit. It is an exceptionally high vibrational stone, which stimulates our higher mind and promotes creativity. Now, a medium-sized polished lapis globe is a wonderful meditation aid that you can hold or place nearby. Now we're going to go into the essential oils for our throat chakra. But all of the recommended throat chakra essential oil have a very potent scent and decongestion qualities, both of which clear the physical parts of the body ruled by the chakra, helping this energy center to operate fully. Now, eucalyptus is refreshing and stimulating to the mind. Eucalyptus oil has a bright, clean, and uplifting scent. It supports a clear airway, and energetically, it promotes a clear mind and communication. Now, during the process of aligning and opening the throat chakra, you can use eucalyptus directly to sniff or infuse to elevate the physical symptoms of an imbalance such as a stuffy nose or a sore throat. Clove. Now, clove is native to the Southeast Asian, and true to its roots, that clove oil has a rather strong and spicy aroma. It has an antimicrobial and pain-relieving quality and is often used to treat respiratory conditions. That clove oil is useful for opening up the throat chakra and dealing with physical imbalance symptoms. Now, gargling with a few drops of clove oil in warm water a couple of times a day is a good ritual for the fifth chakra. Now, tea tree, also known as a malathier oil, now tea tree has a distinctive medical aroma. And this cleansing oil is used for all kinds of medical purposes, such as treating colds, wounds, infections, sore throat, and conditions. Now, this is a wonderful oil to use in a simple DIY spray to cleanse your sacred space and yourself when you are working on opening up the throat chakra. Peppermint, one of my favorites. Now, peppermint oil has a fresh, minty, and uplifting aroma and contains menthol, which induce a cooling sensation. Now, I like to add a few drops of peppermint oil to a steam inhalation to help clear my head and sinuses whenever I need an energetic shift before a creative brainstorming session or important interaction. And I love to, you know, put my diffuser, peppermint in my diffuser at work, you know, as I'm writing. And it just helps just open up in the mind, and, you know, it's amazing. Now we're going to go into the blend. So this blend calls the clear communication. Now, the purpose of this throat chakra oil blend is to help you to express yourself with authentic clarity and confidence, aid the purpose of opening up the fifth chakra, balancing it, and keeping it in a harmonious alignment. You can use it regularly during the alignment of the throat chakra and as needed at other times. Now, these are the ingredients. 2 tablespoons of coconut oil or any other carrier oil like almond oil. 2 drops of eucalyptus. 2 drops of peppermint. 1 drop of clove. 1 drop of tea tree. Now, you might say, why only 1 drop of clove and tea tree? Clove and tea tree oil is very strong, so you just need 1 drop of each one of those. Now, you're going to add them, put them into this 2-ounce dark glass bottle with a dropper, And it makes like 1.5 ounce. And then once you pour all of this, you're going to swirl it around. You're going to put the top on it, swirl it around. Then you can massage this oil onto your neck, your throat. You can inhale it directly as needed. But remember, it's only for external use only. Now, the only oil of this that you can really ingest would be the clove oil. And we talked about that earlier. So I hope everybody's comfortable and in your sacred space. And now we're going to go through the throat chakra visualization. So it is very important that you clear your head and your respiratory system before the visualization meditation. Now you can perform a steam inhalation with a mixture of the peppermint, the tea tree oil, and you can smudge your sacred space by using a white sage bundle, and then diffuse some eucalyptus oil. Take a few drops of your clear communication blend that we just talked about, or peppermint oil, and gently massage it into your neck and your throat. Now, you can gather some of your throat chakra stones that we talked about as well, so they can energetically assist you. Now, find a space where you can sit or lie down, and just take a deep breath in through your nose, and exhale out through your nose. And just do a sigh. And let your muscles soften and your body relax. And you can repeat this as many times as necessary. Continue to inhale and exhale deeply. And gently cup your hands around your neck, visualizing your breath entering in and out of your mouth. By keeping your eyes closed, repeat to yourself out loud, I know the value of clear and authentic communication and the power of my words. With this in mind, I honor the energetic center of my voice and creative expression and see it clearly now. Visualize a blue inverted pyramid at your throat. Under your hands, you can also remove your hands if you are uncomfortable, and simply focus on your mind eyes, on your throat. Look closely at the pyramid, noticing its exact shade of blue, its size, any other details. Observe its emission and whether it is spinning or static. Note how this pyramid feels and what insight you receive about any imbalance or blockage your throat chakra may have and what you may need to do in order to bring it into a harmonious balance. Once you've observed the pyramid and obtained significant insight into the functioning of your throat chakra, take a moment to acknowledge and give gratitude to this energy point in your body. And then gently open your eyes. Now, the throat chakra activation And what I want you to do, if you have the eucalyptus oil or any of your stones, keep those with you. And now we're going to go into the activation of your throat chakra. Now, this activation is best performed lying down, or you can stay seated if you're seated. Now, once you are in a comfortable position, just close your eyes once again. And just take a few moments to get settled. Just focusing on your breathing, slowly and fully. Relaxing and loosening the muscles in your body, so you feel soft and sublime. Now take one of your polished throat chakra stones and just moist it with oil and gently rub it across your neck, focusing on your attention on the throat area. You can leave the stone there at the base of your neck. Begin to visualize your breath as a beautiful blue light entering into your throat as you inhale and flooding your entire neck as you exhale. Bring your mind's eyes to a blue inverted pyramid which represents your throat chakra. Visualize it at the base of your throat. See your breath and that vivid blue light filling up the blue pyramid, making it solid. With each inhalation and exhalation, see the blue pyramid getting bigger and brighter until it fills your entire neck. Visualize the blue light flowing from the pyramid into the rest of the body. And feel any blocks or barriers to your truthful expression dissipate. But allow yourself to feel a sense of confidence and peace as you're able to hear your inner voice. Now tap into your intuition and receive divine expressions. Feel inspired to both speak up and communicate your truth as you see the blue light swirling around your body. Every breath, feel a sense of confidence and peace that you can listen, speak, and create for your higher-ness good and the greater good of all. Allow yourself to make some noise using your voice. Perhaps you could repeat a mantra, sing, or just shout. Visualize the energy flowing from this blue pyramid and your throat chakra throughout your body. You can visualize this as a turquoise light that permeates entire physical being. As you sense this energy flowing your body, feel a deep sense of gratitude for the healthy functioning of this energy center. Now gently open up your eyes when you finish. Now we're going to go in through the throat chakra reflection. Now at this time, this is where you would go and make you some tea and gather your throat chakra stones and place them near where you will be writing in your journal. You can diffuse your eucalyptus tea tree oil or gently massage it through other clear communication balloons or another throat chakra essential oil into your neck and your throat. You just can dab a few drops onto your temples, your wrist, and just take a few deep inhalations of the blend. Now, turn to your journal and jot down any reflection you may have on your throat chakra visualization and activation. Now consider what you have learned about your throat chakra, particularly about the imbalance. Reflect on whether you have felt any of these symptoms or issues, and reflect on any intuitive insights regarding the energy of the throat chakra and what you need to do to ensure you are expressing yourself and communicating fully and authentically. Use these questions to guide your reflections. Are you open, honest, and clear in all of your communication? That means that you're not manipulating, you're not telling white lies, but you're being authentic in your communication. Do you know when to speak and when to be silent yourself with others? Do you tune into your mind, body, and soul to know what your truth is? Can you see the connection between creativity and your unique spirit? How can you be more creative in your life? Do you allow yourself to express yourself creatively in some form? All right, so now we're going to go into the affirmation. Now, the throat chakra affirmation should be repeated multiple times a day when going through the opening and the aligning process. Now, these affirmations are also helpful for an energetic boost before an important conversation, to communicate openly, or for a creative endeavor. Now, these affirmations are best spoken, long or shouted, so you feel your voice as you affirm your divine right to communicate and express yourself openly and authentically. Now, to help with this process, just breathe in one of the throat chakra essential oils by sniffing it or using a steam inhalation. Or just dab some of the clear communication blend of the peppermint oil on your neck. Now you can stand or sit tall is very important. Because your body language, you know, when you're talking, it shows that person, hey, this person is confident. You know, because sometimes you may be speaking your truth, but your body language is all slumped over. You're not looking the person direct in the eye. So to affirm what you really want to say and be authentic in what you say and speak and look directly into those person's eye is very important. So you're going to stand or sit tall, drop your shoulders down. It's not all up and it's not all round, but, you know, just drop them down. Lift your head up high, straighten your neck. Now, as you repeat each mantra, visualize a bright blue light entering your neck and coming out of your mouth. Allow this light to infuse you with confidence and clarity as you honor and express your truth. Now, I know it is safe and it is my divine right for me to speak my truth. I embrace my voice when I speak up. I communicate with clarity and confidence. I know the power of both my words and silence. I know when to listen to others and when to speak. I am honest about who I am and what I feel. I enjoy expressing myself and finding creative ways to do so. I live in my truth. I speak my truth. I am my truth. All right, Miss Linda.
Well, you know, I'm looking here, and I did have a question. I noticed that even though the blend is there, it's great, but you spoke on eucalyptus and tea tree oil, you know, when you're going into your reflection and things is, say if one does not have all the ingredients for the blend, which is the oil and the eucalyptus, the peppermint, the clove, and the tea tree, and they just have the eucalyptus and the tea tree. Is that functionable? I noticed you spoke of those two quite a bit. If they don't have the blend, which oil would work, or should they not do anything until they get the full blend for the clarity?
No, you don't have to wait.
Okay.
No, you don't have to wait. You know, because
okay,
the peppermint within itself is very potent and it's strong. The tea tree is very potent.
Right, right. And, you know, that's what I put a dot by that because I wanted to ask about that. So, again, we have gone into part two. We have refreshed about the stone. I love that aquamarine, but you know I love my turquoise. I'm looking at it right now. I need to go. I love lapis, too. So I think I mentioned to you that I would like a lapis and a turquoise necklace. I saw a beautiful necklace that you had on in your speaking of the Black Women in Wellness, the event, and that beautiful picture out there. That was a beautiful necklace. So I'm going to have to speak with your jewelry maker on that so I can get that turquoise and lapis. But right now I have about 3 different types of turquoise. Sometimes I put them all on at the same time and just let them go from my throat down my chest. Okay, so does that mean I'm aware if I need to make sure that number 5 chakra is working properly? I pretty much work on it. And the affirmations here, I love that, you know, that honesty and speaking the truth. Well, we have a few minutes left. Stephanie, thank you. But kind of give us some information about this Black Women and Wellness. Is it for reproductive workshop that I was reading? What is that about?
Oh, yeah, Reproductive Justice Conference. So it started on August the 8th. Today is day 2.
Okay.
Which is the, yes. So day 2 was South African Women's, I guess, day. I mean, we had some amazing, you know, women from South Africa. And it was talking about their reproductive justice rights. You know, women in South Africa doesn't have too many reproductive justice rights.
Right.
Yes. So, so we have a list of events that we're going to be doing, you know, for the month of August called Black August.
Oh, I like that. Well, okay. Well, if you could get that list out to me, and I'll be sharing that out. We're getting ready to wrap it up now, and we appreciate you. And I know you're still partying. You know, it's August. I'm hooking it up. I haven't got to mine yet, but the whole month of mine is mine. So I'll be connecting in with you. Lots of things happening. You know, the good, the bad, the ugly. But like we always tell ourselves, you know, the worst mistake we can make is challenging yourself. But keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future, telling yourself, I will start from today. I'll start fresh from now, from this very moment. So that is my affirmation that I've been singing all day. And I'm getting ready to get in this mirror, stand tall, straight up body language, and repeat the affirmations for this throat, because I have some things that I need to talk about. And I want to make sure everything is in balance and I can hear and I can also speak. Words are very, very important. And they can harm or they can help. So what we're about over here is helping. So on that note, I would like to ask you, next week we will be doing number 6 chakra, and that chakra is what?
Oh, that's the brow chakra.
Okay. That is our brow chakra. Is that what we call the third eye?
That's what we call the third eye.
Okay, remember every time we get to that series, I ask you, is there such a thing of the fifth eye? Because sometimes I have to go find some more eyes out there. So I got my gift over here, and I'd like to go through my cards and read my chart, so I'll be ready for you next week. But we're not going to hold you, listeners. This is Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound. Some exciting things are happening. We'll get a list of what the events that they're doing during the month, and something exciting is happening in September that we will share with you. So, Stephanie, we love you. We want you to continue the party out there as I join you in my daily activities doing something, you know, whatever. If it's just staring at the sun, just out there in the bed, feeling the breeze, you know, we Leos, we really never stop. And I do want to share this. I got a list of about 35 Leos. I say, where did all these lions come from? We're going to have a party next year. We're going to all get together and get that private island, because that's what it's going to take. And as I mentioned to the listeners, they would have the greatest ambiance, the best food, the best love, and the fashion show will be off the hook. I love you, Stephanie. We appreciate you taking out your time, coming in to see us. And in between the breakup of your taking out time from your family, that's what I call dedication. And we definitely, definitely appreciate you for that. You want to continue to go out there partying, enjoy yourself, and I'll be speaking with you shortly. Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound. Enjoy, Steph, and happy birthday to you. You can sing that song to me all week, all month, because every day is the birthday out there. Listeners, take care of yourself. Stay woke. It is. Yes, it is. Realize, visualize, and actualize your happiness. We love you. Enjoy, Steph. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.